From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. U.S. President Donald Trump stiffened his resolve against North Korea Thursday, saying that if Pyongyang initiates warfare, quote, things will happen to them like they never thought possible, end quote. In his latest bellicose warning, Trump said that his earlier comments vowing to inflict fire and fury on the reclusive communist regime for its nuclear weapons development program maybe were not tough enough.
The people of our country are safe, our allies are safe, and I will tell you this, North Korea better get their act together or they're going to be in trouble like few nations ever have been in trouble in this world.
Trump spoke hours after North Korea said it is finalizing a plan to launch a salvo of four ballistic missiles to the waters off the shores of the U.S. territory of Guam. A dispute over Kenya's presidential election intensified Thursday when supporters of opposition leader Raila Odinga said an unofficial tally showed that he has won the election. That has conflicted with a provisional official result that put incumbent Uhuru Kenyatta in the lead. Although most of the East African nation was calm after Tuesday's vote, scattered clashes broke out between police and opposition supporters. That has left uncertainty in Kenya as far as its political future. At least three people are wounded Thursday after a car packed with explosives blew up in Mogadishu. Somali authorities said the car exploded at the Maka Al Mukarrama Street, which is Mogadishu's busiest street, minutes after it was stopped by intelligence forces. The official said the target of the attack was not clear. This is VOA News. The U.S. military has also announced two new airstrikes against al-Shabaab extremists in Somalia. Somalia's president says the joint operation killed a high-level leader of the group. The U.S. statement says the airstrikes were carried out Thursday near the Bandadir region in southern Somalia. Al-Shabaab is the deadliest Islamic extremist group in Africa. The U.S. earlier this month confirmed another airstrike killed al-Shabaab's shadow governor for Mogadishu. The International Organization for Migration says it is searching for human smugglers, who says it forced out over 100 Somali and Ethiopians into the sea as their vessel approached the Yemeni coast. That caused more than 50 teenage migrants to drown. Lisa Schlein reports from Geneva.
Survivors tell migration officials the smugglers panicked and forced the migrants into the choppy sea when they saw Yemeni authorities as they approached land. International Organization for Migration spokeswoman Olivia Hayden tells VOA the migrants knew they could die.
There was one lead smuggler, but he did have other smugglers working on the boat with him who were armed with guns and other weapons. So the migrants had a choice. They would either be harmed more than they'd probably been already on the journey, shot, or jump into the sea. Some were actually physically pushed as well.
The IOM says 29 people died. 22 are still missing and presumed drowned. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Police in the Netherlands arrested two people on Thursday in connection with an investigation of insecticide-contaminated eggs that have spread throughout Europe. Miller Sega reports.
Dutch authorities arrested the two men for the alleged use of a banned pesticide on a poultry farm. Belgian and Dutch authorities conducted raids at a number of poultry farms Thursday, but authorities did not provide details about which companies were targeted. Dozens of egg producers in the countries are being investigated over the illegal use of the pesticide fipronil, which can harm people's kidneys, liver, and thyroid glands. With the contaminated eggs starting to pop up in countries across Europe, Dutch and Belgian officials are facing growing questions about how the scandal started and whether the public has been kept fully aware. Millar Sega, VOA News.
The Atlantic storm named Franklin has weakened from a hurricane to a tropical storm as it continues over a path over eastern Mexico before dissipating late in the day or early Friday. Mexican authorities have canceled nearly all hurricane and tropical storm warnings for parts of central Mexico. However, the storm is still expected to produce 10 to 20 centimeters of rainfall, and some areas could reach 38 centimeters of rain. I'm Steve Miller in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.